The April 25 public hearing related to the Stonehurst redevelopment proposal in Gibson's is planned as a virtual-only event. This will be the first public hearing held by Gibson's 2022-26 Town Council. Town Communications Manager Bronwyn Kent explained via email that, after much thought and consideration for other venues, the decision to hold the public hearing online seemed like the best and most accessible format. We had initially considered the public market, however, that would exclude folks who can't attend in person. While Council Chambers has hybrid, combined online and in-person meeting capabilities, the size of the space does not allow for large gatherings. She noted that turnout for Zoom public hearings hosted by the town has been quite high in the past. Opposition to virtual-only format. Town resident and former mayor Barry Janik is opposed to the local government's decision to restrict the hearing to a virtual one. COVID constraints are over. It appears both council and staff want to avoid their citizens' physical presence, he wrote in an April 11 email to Coast Reporter. In his assessment, not allowing individuals to address elected representatives in person was a flagrant insult to the concept of public process, and could cripple legitimate public input into critical town processes. On a community-based Facebook page, details related to the event were posted on April 10. Within a day, comments and reactions from a handful of page members expressing concerns over the hearing's format were included. Accommodating those concerned. If Zoom doesn't work for people, we encourage them to provide written submissions. If neither of these options is accessible for someone, we will find another way for them to provide input. They just need to get in touch with us, Kent stated. Hosting local government public hearings virtually became a regular practice for the town and elsewhere throughout BC during the COVID-19 pandemic. The Local Government Act was amended to give local councils and boards the authority to opt for in-person, virtual or hybrid events, which include both. The electronic meetings and public hearings, considerations for local governments in British Columbia document states, for hearings that are held electronically, local governments are not required to provide a physical space for the public to attend. That publication, produced by the province and BC's Local Government Management Association, also advises that for controversial topics, where there is greater public interest for in-person attendance, local authorities may want to provide more than one location for the public to attend. Meeting details. Slated to commence at 7 p.m. and to run until 9 p.m. Unless adjourned earlier, the hearing will use the Zoom platform, which permits attendees to participate via electronic device or telephone. Meeting access instructions can be found at gibsons.ca/public_hearings. The town's website states that while those providing written or oral comments to the hearing are required to state their residential address, telephone numbers and email addresses will not be disclosed, in respect of the requirements of the Freedom of Information and Protection of Privacy Act. It also states that no form of discrimination is acceptable or tolerated. The virtual council chamber is a place where all human rights are respected and where we all take responsibility to create a safe, inclusive environment for everyone to participate. Along with live streaming of the event, past town practice has been to post hearing videos on its YouTube channel.